Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
We want to tell you the story now of one Ira Aldridge. Back in 1833, Aldridge made history. He was the first African-American actor to play Othello on the London stage. But his run only lasted 2 nights.
The reviews are talk about his fat lips and his unattractive face. So when the N-word, when one of the reviews says this on stage, it's really shocking.
It's shocking to hear playwright Lolita Chakrabarty say those words even now. But these racist reviews of Aldridge appeared in the most highbrow of London papers at the time, written by the most vaunted of theatre critics who knew full well exactly who they were writing about.
He was born in 1807. And he died in 1867. And he was a huge, iconic black American actor in Europe. And he was awarded, knighted, hugely accomplished, and very wealthy as well, which is always a good sign if you're an actor.
So then how? Why was Aldridge removed from the Covent Garden stage after just 2 nights as Othello? This is the story Lolita Chakrabarty tells in her play Red Velvet. It's on stage now in a Shakespeare and Company production in Lenox.
Are you not afraid? Because you really should be.
Award-winning actor John Douglas Thompson plays Aldridge in the production.
Been 50 years, but I'm still there. Craning my scrawny neck as far as I can, peering at the stage over the bars. Joshua, a few years older than me, holding me back in case I fall. Under a spell at the back of the gods. A sea of red below filled with expectations of greatness.
We talked with John Douglas Thompson and playwright Lolita Chakrabarty, no relation by the way, about putting Ira Aldridge's life story back on stage.
When I was in drama school at Trinity Rep Conservatory in Providence, Rhode Island, which was, I believe, 1990, I don't want to give my age away, but why not? 1992, I believe, one of the teachers asked me to do a play, and I said, what's the play? He said, it's Othello. And I said, is it a good role? He said, it's a very good role. And I was just being so stupid and egotistical. I said, how many scenes is my character in? He said, listen, he dominates the play. The play is named after your character, Othello. I said, well, let me read this play and I'll get back to you. And at our opening night, a gentleman by the name of Richard Donnelly, who played Brabantio in our production, gave me a book as a gift. And the book was called Shakespeare in Sable, about all these famous African-American actors who did Shakespeare from the 19th century on. And on the cover of that book was a picture of Ira Aldridge.
Uh-huh.
And the first chapter in the book is dedicated to Ira Aldridge because he was considered, the, for all intents and purposes, the godfather. And I was able to attach my own inspiration of classical acting to part of his journey.
Well, he was such a towering figure. Now we know, I mean, you guys are helping those of us who don't know open our eyes to it. But the play is centered around the fact that he was only on stage in London playing Othello, Lolita, what, for 2 nights?
2 nights,
two
yes.
Nights. So what happened?
Well, he was, he'd been touring, he came to Britain to work as an actor because there was no way he could have a career in America at that time. So when Edmund Kean, who was the Laurence Olivier of his day, collapsed on stage, the person who was asked to come and replace him was Ira Aldridge. So that gives you an idea of who he must have been. So for me, in reading the reviews that Ira got throughout his career, some of them were based on fear of the reviewer saying, you know, oh, he was like a lion. I thought he was going to kill Desdemona, that kind of thing. You know, really quite frightened by the passion that he obviously had.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether that was related to their own their own prejudices, exactly. Or whether he was actually so passionate it was scaring. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, and you could see, I feel there was a sense that people hadn't encountered a performer like Ira Aldridge prior. Mm-hmm. I think, as Lolita points out in the play, words right out of Ira Aldridge's mouth, that this kind of level of acting changes gesture and physicality if you allow what's going on inside to have some sort of an effect on you.
I'm sorry to interrupt here, but I just wanted to also make a point about the context of the time. Because, Lolita, you sort of hinted at it earlier. We're talking the very early 19th century in London. But slavery and the abolishment of slavery was very much an issue also in the UK. I mean, even on the streets of London. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, slavery was abolished in Britain in 1807.
Right.
But we still had slavery in the British colonies. And so during, in 1833, when Ira actually played Othello at the Theatre Royal in Covent Garden, it was a month before they voted whether to abolish slavery in British colonies or not. So it was a real, London was a real hotbed because, as is with everything, the people who are benefiting from slavery made huge amounts of money, were extremely wealthy, and put that money into the arts and philanthropy. And so the newspapers were, there was a lot of slander against Aldridge, actually, because he would disprove, for those people who were against abolition, here was an educated artist speaking Shakespeare on one of the two legitimate stages in London, would totally disprove the fact that black people were only good for being slaves, which is why he only played for two nights.
Right. I mean, you have to wonder what he was thinking, because he absolutely. I feel confident that he was obviously well aware that this was the cauldron in which he was performing Othello.
Yeah. Of course.
And he actually speaks of it. His political understanding of what was going on and the impact that he would have. There's a scene that he has with Pierre, one of the producer that brings him to the Covent Garden Theatre to play Othello. And it's obvious, at least from my perspective, with the character, that he was aware of the price he was paying and the stakes that he was involved in. It's as if there was a revolution happening outside of the theater, and he's walking in and creating a revolution inside the theater at the same time.
John, do you think about that? John, do you think about that now? I mean, we're in the midst of, you know, Black Lives Matter, and this once again this sort of paroxysm of well, I don't know what you call it in America about race yet again.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the amazing aspects of the play. I mean, there are several, but one is that it does, at least for Americans, tie into our national conversation about race.
In England, everyone is terribly polite, and it will be the elephant in the room. You know, they just won't talk about it, so they'll refer to everything about, oh, that gentleman who's slightly different, he's not from round here, is he? That kind of, you go round the houses, which to an English audience is hilarious, because that's how we are. We know that person is black, but we'll be darned if we say it.
You know, Lolita, I think you did a very brave thing in towards the middle of the play, where you actually, I mean, because we were talking about some of the reaction at the time for those two nights where Aldridge played Othello. The reviews, many of them were grotesquely racist.
Yeah. The reviews talk about his fat lips and his unattractive face and how we've seen better looking Africans. Uses the N-word, which is really shocking in the middle of the play.
You know, it's funny because in the process of the play, like once those reviews get read, it's absolute silence in the audience. Mm. Like a pall goes over the whole production for that moment. And from what I understand, those reviews that are in the play are verbatim, word for word.
Just as I'm curious, John, in your career thus far, have you, I mean, I'm stumbling all over myself because what I want to say is I'm sure that you haven't received reviews that are that blatantly racist. So I'm going to just put that aside and just ask you even more simply, like, have you experienced racism, you know, in your own career? And if so, how?
I think it's the racism that I've experienced has kind of been on a more subtle level. I do remember one incident when I was working on this first Othello, where I got the gift of the book Shakespeare and Sable. I remember the director really pushing me in an effort to be stereotypical, to play anger and frustration and wild as if I was some sort of an animal. And he was doing it in a very subtle way, and I always felt extremely uncomfortable in rehearsal in this process. And that was probably the most blatant form of, I thought, of something racist behind the director's intentions that he wanted me to go for. And it bothered me so much at the time that it steered me away from wanting to play Othello for quite a while, because I figured that that was the case, or that would be the case.
Wow. You know, I have to say, it's a true gift to have both of you here to talk about Ira Aldridge with us, because with your permission, I have a little bit of sound from the play as it's being performed at Shakespeare and Company.
Exciting.
And I'd love
no.
to sort of...
I'm going to take off my earphones.
No, don't.
Just tell me when you do it. No, if I do, it'll ruin me.
Okay,
it's
okay.
It's like watching yourself on TV.
Oh, I know. I get it. I get it. But what I was hoping is that it's not often that we have both the playwright and the lead in this conversation. So I wanted to play a little bit of this. And I'll at least tell you what scene it is, John, if you don't want to listen to it. I get it.
I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it.
I hope you do.
but after we play this, I'd love to sort of get, Lolita, your perspective as a playwright, sort of how you constructed the scene. And then, John, if you could just, if you're willing, to just sort of walk us through your experience of it as an actor, as your the craft of putting the scene on
or
stage.
Lack
so.
Thereof. Okay. All
right. I strongly doubt that. So this is a scene from early in the play, and it's where Ira is actually, he's late in his life, and he's speaking to a young, ambitious female reporter who's played by Christiana Nelson. And she's actually asking him, of course, about the two nights that he played Othello at on the London stage at Covent Garden and why he never returned. So here it is.
I always thought that for Englishmen, I mean, for all actors, that London was the absolute roof. Sorry, peak.
And I played it.
Yes, but Covent Garden is more than over 30 years past. You don't desire to go back?
I prefer to go forward.
The reviews for... Well, I met someone.
Gossip is not a good foundation for an interview.
Gossip, not gossip. He is expert.
I was there. Just ask.
Is it not like addiction? Once you play, you must play more. To know your value and get, how you say, recognized for craft. What I meant, I asked. Why you have not played Covent Garden since?
Well, let me see.
Helena?
Helena. London is a limited pocket of work. Same faces, same buildings, same critics writing the same things. There is an indolence amongst those who have everything on their doorstep. So I chose to tour Europe. Because one finds there is a thirst, and one is invited to offer a glass of water.
That is John Douglas Thompson playing Ira Aldridge.
Sweet
fantastic,
Jesus.
Isn't it?
Absolutely brilliant, John.
You got to pick me up off the floor.
No.
That's
okay.
So exciting
oh,
to hear.
Wow. I've never heard that before. Ooh, okay.
Well, I think it sounds great. I mean, Lolita, yeah. can you just walk us through a little bit of that scene or why you decided to construct it that way? I mean, why have Ira speak to the later in his life to this young, ambitious reporter?
Though I thought Ira is obviously that person who has had a huge knock in his life but has gone on to be extremely successful. But the mark of that knock is what you carry with you. So even though he's this grand king of the theatre, he has these bitternesses and resentments that fester and remain unanswered. So I wanted to show the struggle that they both understand, but her trying to get the story and he's the story, but he's not admitting his truth, which is how damaging the event at Covent Garden was.
Not admitting his truth.
He doesn't want to release that information. It's a painful aspect of his journey, which he has, as Lolita has said, surmounted and come back from and become this wonderful lion of the theater. He's wealthy, he's well-known, he's famous. But that moment was a defining moment in his life and in his career. And I also feel he's come up with ways of healing and mending himself through that experience. There's a line that he says later on, once he gets her out of the room and his valet comes back in the room, he says, it's reputation that endures. Geography is irrelevant.
Well, John Douglas Thompson is an Obie Award-winning actor. He plays Ira Aldridge in the production of Red Velvet that's currently running at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox. And Lolita Chakrabarty is a London-based actor and playwright. She wrote Red Velvet. It has been such a pleasure to speak with both of you. Thank you so very much.
Likewise. Thank you. Yeah, it's likewise. Wonderful. Wonderful. And being able to speak with you, Lolita.
Yeah, you
just
too,
communicating
John.
over the too, pond. Lolita. About this same piece of work that we both love so much. So thank you. Thank you.
That's brilliant. Thank you.
And Red Velvet runs through the middle of the month at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox. You can find more information about it at radioboston.org.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station.
Our show is produced by Emmajeanne Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, and Allison Bruzek.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.